The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, Julie. How are you today?
Good morning, Laurie. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good on this gloomier this week. Lynn and I used to always somehow talk about weather, but this gloominess, I can't stand it. I cannot stand this. There has been no sun, and now we've had a beautiful stretch of weather. But man, oh man, it's been gone. This is the fourth straight day of gloom, although it is a lot warmer today, which is nice. So,
I know,
okay. but here we are. I know. So, how did your week go?
Busy, good, crazy. How about you?
Oh, typical as can be. It's what happens. But it's all been good, Julie.
Good.
I had a weekend, a nice slowish weekend, which was nice. Had a couple friends over, the last couple nights, and That was a good thing. Went to dinner with a few friends to celebrate Evie Rafalco McNulty. Her birthday was the middle of the month, and Doug Smith's birthday was the 21st of this month. So a bunch of us went to Lum's Fernbrook Inn in Dallas for some delicious lobster. If you haven't been, try to go. It is the lobster is absolutely delicious, and I get there, as often as I can. But a group of us went, and we had a whole lot of fun and had good food, and it was good to see everybody and be out together. And Miss Brenda Bastoki was there, and she was also at my house the other night, Sunday night. My son made dinner once again for us, something very simple but good, macaroni and cheese. He made his coleslaw, his own dressing, and that kind of. It was just great. And then he made a peach and blackberry, fresh peaches with blackberry crisp for dessert, and vanilla bean Häagen-Dazs, a scoop of that with it. It was delicious. So we had a nice carb overload, which was nice, and. Then went out Tuesday night, and just other than that, it's work for me, because we have the hospice walk, which when you're listening to us, will be in the beginning of it, and that's been, it's always putting the final and finishing touches on things and dotting your I's and crossing your T's this week, as well as then a fundraiser, which we'll talk about next time in the next segment for the Broadway Theater League. We have our standing ovation, which is where we award the Sam and Jane Calley Award to this year. Recipient is Dan Santinello. And coincidentally, we have Jody Lewis, who will be on with us later in this show to talk about a home equity program that they have starting, and she's going to talk a little bit about that and what the rates are and how they work and all that fun stuff. And with the rates lower now, as we talked about with Leah last week, with the Fed dropping the rate a whole half a percentage point, that's a good thing. So it's always busy when I don't have a lot to tell you I did, because so much of it was taken up with No, not a lot of meetings during the week, because I just have too much going on with these events, which is always the case when you're down to the wire. But everybody did a great job, and it'll all work out nicely. So, but
that's all good.
It's all good. And then, of course, we had the visit from our friend, Zelensky from the Ukraine was here, the other day, and we have our president, Biden, who will be attending the funeral of his dear friend, Mr. Bell, Tommy Bell, which is so sad that he passed. And I think it's wonderful that he did not forget his childhood friend in coming back to Scranton to attend his funeral. So lots of stuff going on because of that visit, but I think it's a wonderful thing too. It's wonderful for our town to have a sitting president who was born and raised here and just coming back and paying his respects and doing what the average Joe is going to do. And no pun intended on the average Joe. So I think it's great. I think it's great. But you know what, Julie? Since we're talking a little bit about politics, I just have to tell you, it drives me crazy. The stuff on Facebook and the people hosting the crazy stuff they post and the nastiness and the negativity. It's unbelievable. And the stupid things people say. Everybody knows I wear my political affiliation on my sleeve. I am a raging Democrat. Not that I haven't voted Republican in my life, but I love the Democratic Party and I'm a registered Democrat, and that's usually the way I vote. And I will repeat it again, as my father took me into the voting booth and said, "See that lever? Pull it." I said, "Deb, what does that mean?" He said, "It means straight Democratic." And I said, "Well, what if I don't want to vote for the Democrat?" And he said, "Vote for the Irishman and get the hell out." So I still, to this day, will vote for the Irishman if I don't know. But that being said, that's, you know, we can form our own opinions, but you grow up believing what your parents believe, at least initially, until you get older and you might make those changes.
Mm-hmm.
But that stupid, stupid line that's out there, the hatred of one man over the love for your country, you're part of the problem. Now, what does one, and this is what I post on someone's page, what does one have to do with the other? My country and the love of my country has nothing to do with not liking a candidate for president. They don't mean the same thing. So I don't understand that stupid thing. And it's driving me crazy that people say it and post it and repost it and think it means anything. It just doesn't. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I am fed up with political ads, fed up with the craziness on. And usually I just get rid of people. I mean, I just defriend people because, or beef, what do you say, defriend, whatever, knock them off.
Unfriend.
Because, like,
unfriend.
Unfriend. And I say to my kids used to say all the time to me, I have friends on Facebook that are like-minded. And I said, but that's not how the world works. You know, the world works in a way of which everyone has the right to their own opinion and you're not always going to be in the same room. But Tommy said to me one day, "Well, Mom, but that doesn't mean I have to, when I'm spending my time, I don't need to not be hearing from people who believe what I believe in." And it's true, because Facebook is something you give your time voluntarily to look at, to participate in, to listen to.
Right.
So I get that. So I try to, if someone is someone I really don't know, because years ago I just used to say, anyone who's asked me to be a friend, I would just say yes, yes. And some people, I really don't even know them. So if I don't really know them and they're going on with this, you know what, I just get rid of them because I post for good is what I always say. And it just,
well, you can only
it's a little
so much.
Much. And I know 4 years ago, what?
You can only take so much of it. When you're in it, it's just toxic after a certain point. And it's not, what upsets me is they're not changing anybody's mind with this.
Well, that's the point. You believe, and Julie, initially I kept saying this to people. You vote for your guy, and I'll vote for my girl, and that's it. Peace. Like, just do what you want to do. You're not changing my mind. I don't want to change yours. I don't say anything like that. So it's just, I can't, it just drives me crazy. That being
said, I don't engage in it at all. Like,
I try not to say anything, but sometimes I have to, Julie. I can't stop my eyes.
I think I know one circumstance that you're referring to, because you and I have a lot of friends in common, and I always think, oh, Laurie, this person is not going to change their mind. But God love you, you're so polite about it, you know, always. It never gets nasty, but I see some of them.
Well, I would never want to be nasty.
No, never.
But that's why I usually end what I say with peace, because I'm not trying to just stop it. But anyway, we can't change it on this show either, Julie, so it's not going to matter.
No.
But bottom line is, let's just be friends. You know, what's going to happen will happen, and there's nothing other than if we vote, there's nothing we can do but vote. And that's the bottom line. The vote, what happens in the end is what happens. So it'll all work out. But anyway, other than that, Jewel, that's what my week was like. That's what it's been.
Well, I know you've been really busy, because I really don't think that we've talked since the last show. So that's how I know we've both been a little crazy lately. And I've been kind of gallivanting a bit more than, you know, the nature of my work is I'll be out and about a little bit for a while. You'll see me. And then I kind of have to hunker down for a while. So then I kind of disappear into the background for a while. And then I resurface so I was just in a gallivanting phase, which was nice. And I finally got over to Mansour's for a French dip. And they know that's what I'm going to have. I don't even need a menu. When I get there, Michael just looks at me and he's like, hey, French dip. And
French dip.
Had my French dip. And And I was at Runway Boutique. And I was downtown walking about with Liz Baldy, and I saw Leslie Collins from Scranton Tomorrow. I've been over at the Cultural Center. I have been all over the place.
See?
And it was good.
You've been around.
It was good.
Yeah.
I've been all over the place.
You've been around.
There's a lot coming up. There's a lot of great stuff coming up in the area. So, and maybe we can talk about that.
And we're going to talk
about our next segment.
Yep. Yeah, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Catton Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Catton Show. I'm Laurie Catton, the owner of Laurie Catton Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie DMO of Julie DMO Communications. And Julie can help your business in so many ways by telling you this.
Thanks, Laurie. I do public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. And you can learn more about the services that I provide to promote your business at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. So, Jewel, we were saying earlier we have a couple things happening. So I want to tell you a little bit about our good friend, Mr. Dan Santanella, who's the president of Fidelity Bank. And he is receiving the Sam and Jane Calley Star Award from Broadway Theater, and that award is given to a community member who really supports and honors and pays attention to the arts in our community. And so many people ahead of Dan have been awarded this, but Dan makes just a wonderful addition to the cast of people who have been given this award. I don't even know how many years it's been going on, but for quite some time now. And it's given in honor of Brian Calley, who sits on our board as the chairman of the board. His mom and dad, it's named after them. Sam Calley was the president of the board and actually was sort of like an interim executive director for a while. And played a crucial role in Broadway Theater League and how it operates today and what it's done and where it's going, and he did a wonderful job. And his son, Brian, does a great job as well. And so this award is given in their name. Brian is very proud of it. Every year he gets to speak about it, and it's a really a wonderful thing to see a son who's so successful, who admires his parents and is able to talk about them and their love of the arts and love of Broadway theater, and get up there and talk a little bit and let everyone in the audience understand the importance of it, of why this award is so meaningful. And so Dan gets it this year, and coincidentally, Brian is the chairman of the board of Fidelity Bank, but he has the board, our board has nothing to do with the selection of the award. It comes from a group of committee members who pick and yours truly, who help recognize who might be a possible candidate for us to honor. And this year it is Dan Santinella, who's a dear friend and a great guy. And like I said, he's just so promotes the arts. And you know, Julie, we have Jody Lewis coming up next from Fidelity this week. But many times you've heard now the people who talk about what they do in this community and the hours that the bank gives each of their employees to do community service work. And a lot of it is in the arts. Organizations that are arts related. Dan himself sits on the Cultural Center board as an immediate past president. He sits on the advisory board for Ballet Theatre of Scranton, and he's just on the Visitors Bureau board and anything that has to do with the arts. Dan, his father is an actor, has been a longtime actor in local theater. Tony Santinello, and Dan's been going to the theater with his dad since he's the love of the arts world has been instilled in Dan since he's a young child. So we're delighted. He told me when we met with them to go over this night, he told us how proud his dad was of the fact that he received this award because the arts mean so much to his father, which is such a wonderful thing to hear. So we're honoring Dan. That's coming up on October 10th. If anybody is interested in attending, you can either call Broadway Theater at 570-342-7784. You can go online to broadwaynepa.com and find tickets and information there. Tickets are $100 a piece or $125 patron. Starts at 5:30 on Thursday the 10th. Doug Smith and Aaron Malloy will be playing and singing Broadway tunes as we mingle and have wonderful food from Posh and at the Scranton Cultural Center in the ballroom. So the bar will be the cultural centers, and promises to be a great evening of a very easy coming right after work. Come on in. Say hi to Dan. Say hi to everybody. It's about a half-hour program, which will start about 6:15, 6 o'clock, and where Brian gets to tell us a little bit about the award and why Dan is a perfect candidate, and Tony Bartocci of Posture Interactive, Tony's on our board of directors, will have a video prepared in Dan's honor, interviewing several of Dan's friends and family to talk a little bit about why he's the guy he is and why he's just the right guy for this award. So that'll all happen soon. And again, it's the 10th of October. If you'd like to put an ad in and you can't go, the ads are great. They're very reasonably priced, $100 for half an ad, half a page, and $150 for a full page. And they are full 8.5 by 11, full color ads that if you want to promote your business or anything else, or you can call me, 570-357-8399. Happy to help you in any way. If you hear this and you feel like you want to do this or have more information, just let us know. But it's always a great night. Last year, Julie, we changed the format. It used to be a big formal type gala. And as, you know, through COVID and through many times before, from sponsors to regular people saying, I just don't want to be out on a weekend night, especially on a Saturday. I just want to do what I want to do. So we changed it to a Thursday after work format, and last year it worked beautifully, and that's how we decided to stay with it. And so this is our second year of doing it in this format, and we're excited about it because it was a great night, and it was easygoing. People came in, and it worked out. Sometimes sponsors can't. They use these as networking opportunities, and sometimes people can't stay for the whole program to go to a full, formal type event, but they can stop in for an hour or so and see the recipient and see people and do their mingling and networking, and then leave and then get home to have dinner with their family if need be. So it kind of works out really nicely because you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. So that's what I have to say about the stand. It's called Standing Ovation, which is really cool. So that's what's going on with Broadway Theater and what I've been working on there, and how, if you want to, you can be involved or participate. And again, it honors Dan Santinello, president of Fidelity Bank. And you were talking, Julie, about the Fringe Festival coming up. You had some info you wanted to share about that as well.
Well, I just think this is so cool, Laurie. They are now in their 10th year. Scranton Fringe Festival is underway in downtown Scranton. It's all different kinds of shows, theater, music, puppetry, visual and performing arts, now through October 6th in downtown Scranton. Tickets and information at scrantonfringe.org. It kind of reminds me a little bit about, remember, First Night, how we had all different kinds of shows. Of course, it wasn't a week long. There are differences here. But I love the concept of having shows in different venues throughout the downtown. It's good for business. It's good for tourism. It's good for the arts. I really like it, and I'm proud of them. They've made it for 10 years now, so I do want to give them a shout-out. And also, next week is a big night for the arts because we have First Friday coming up and the Big Band Mural Dedication and Meet the Artist Celebration is happening Friday, October 4th at the mural site, 217 Wyoming Avenue. And you remember a couple weeks ago we had Erica Bussart join us, and he's the artist who painted the Scranton Sirens, Duke Ellington, the Dorsey Brothers are all on display. That mural is huge. It's 130 feet wide, 30 feet tall. It's incredible. And pictures online are beautiful, but they really don't do it justice. So if you can get down there, the program starts at 5:30, and the address is 217 Wyoming Avenue. But I would get there early, Laura, because the music is going to start at 5:15. So they're going to have the Scranton Jazz Festival Big Band under the direction of Marco Marcinko. They're going to play at 5:15 leading into the program. There'll be a formal program, which will be brief, and then there's more music with the band. There will be Vince Brust and the Big Band dancers, so you're going to see swing dancing with the live music with the mural as the backdrop. And, of course, Eric Bussart will be there, so you can talk to the artist, too. And here's one more thing that ties in nicely. The Fidelity Bank Sweets and Treats band will be there. And so that'll be fun, too, because, you have to have a goodie. Then, once festivities kind of wrap up there, you can walk over to the Pocket Park, which is just across the street at 7 o'clock, and enjoy the Scranton Jazz Festival Jazz Trio, and they will be playing until 8:30. So it's a full night of art and music and dance. I think it'll be great.
And that's all on the 4th of October. What time? Tell the time to start again, Jewel.
Get down there at 5:15. The program starts at 5:30, but I would be there for 5:15. And you know what? We will put all these details and links that you need on our Facebook page, The Laurie Cadden Show on Facebook. We'll post everything there because you and I just covered quite a lot. And if somebody's out there listening and they're driving in their car, they might not have caught everything, every link that they need. So we can do that. Just go to our Facebook page, like it, share it, follow it. Yep. There's a lot happening next week. It's It's busy, but this is fall, and I love it. This is a good time of year.
I know. And now it starts, I love it too, because it gets into the holiday season. You know, it's then immediately preceded by the holiday season, and everybody's happy, and it's just a festive, busy time, but it's good. It's all good.
It's very good, and I've seen a lot of people. A lot of people are decorating for Halloween already, and I love that. My neighbors have some great displays up already, and it's not even October 1st yet. So, and you know, in our family, we really enjoy Halloween. We're totally into it. So,
I know
that's fun. Yeah, I do. I do love it, and you know, I wear the same costume every year. So, it's just my thing.
Well, that's
did
okay.
You know that?
That's a good thing. I don't wear what?
Did you know that I have what? The same, like, costume every I'm a witch every
yeah.
year.
Aren't
every
you,
year.
I was just going to say, aren't you a witch? I know. I'm a witch. I saw something on Facebook that said, get your brooms out, lady. The season is approaching. So I thought that was great. So. Yeah, I love
already.
Being called a witch at times. I think it's all a positive thing. And it's, of course, Glenda's
it
a good
compliment.
Witch that I... Right, right. That's how it
it's
works.
A compliment.
But, yeah, so there you go. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to have the lovely Jody Lewis from Fidelity Bank, who's the Assistant Vice President in the Moosewood Branch, Retail Branch Manager. And she will be right on to talk to us about their home equity program. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is my producer, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie, go right ahead and tell the world what you do.
Thank you, Laurie. I do public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit juliedimmel.com.
And with us is Jody Lewis, who is a Assistant Vice President and Retail Branch Manager of the Moosewood Branch of Fidelity Bank. Jody is no stranger to this show. She's been around with us quite so many years and has been at the bank 25 years. And Jody and I go way back to our Third National Bank connection. And Jody is going to talk a little bit, is the proud mother of triplets, just sent them off to college. So she and her husband are empty nesters. And she's done a wonderful job raising those children while she's working full-time at Fidelity Bank and everything else that she's been doing. It's been quite the ride, Jody, I'm sure. And we're here to talk a little bit about the home equity program you guys have starting or started. So, hi, welcome, Jody, and how are you feeling being an empty nester?
Well, thank you for having me, Laurie. I'm feeling a little emotional. It's getting easier, maybe
yep.
every day a little bit. It's just hard. I mean, it's the right thing to do, send them off, you know, raise them right and send them off, but it's still a little, you know, emotional having an empty house. I do have one home, but it's still, I still miss, you know, the old times.
Yeah. Well, because they go to the University of Scranton, right, Joe?
Just, yeah, one of them does.
The one who's
two
are
away.
I want to tell you this, though. My friend Joanne Framiotti, and I try to tell everybody this, when my Tommy was leaving to go to George Washington University in D.C., I was petrified. I was sad. I didn't know, you know, I mean, I had a younger one at home, but I still, it was, and she said, let me give you a bit of advice. When they leave you for the first time, it's heartbreaking. You feel like you're handing your heart to them, and it is heartbreaking and it's sad. And on the way home, you're quiet and reflective, and it's just, you know, get home and the next morning and everything is so different. And she said, and you're just you just kind of get caught up in that, And she said, and then Christmas break comes and they come home and you can't wait for them to go back to college. And that's exactly what happened. So there you go. So it'll get better. It'll get better.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll get better.
Oh.
But so anyway, tell us about this great home equity program you have going on.
So we have a promotion. It just started this past Monday. We're sort of calling it the Peace of Mind promotion. You know, there's a lot of high-rate credit cards out there, so we're telling people you can refinance that debt using the equity in your home. We have some great rates, terms out there. We have line of credit, and we also have fixed-term loans. So it's a great opportunity for people to get a peace of mind. We're hearing some store credit cards, you know, upwards of 30%, which is insane. So, you know, right. So, you know, we can consolidate that debt for customers and, you know, make them have one manageable monthly payment.
So what are the rates and how do they work?
Well, the rates are all based on, you know, there's different tiers. It's on loan amount, of course, credit score, and then the term that you want. So we start at 5 years and we go up to 20 years. And the line of credit, of course, is a variable rate. And we have a nice feature with our line of credit. It's called a carve-out. So, for instance, if you took a $50,000 line of credit and you spend $10,000 putting a roof on your house, you can fix that $10,000, and then that'll be at a fixed rate for you. And as you pay that back, the money goes back to the available credit on your line of credit. So it's a great feature. You could do that 3 times during the life of the loan. So then you're not in that variable state with the line. You can fix a portion or all of it if you want. So that's a great feature. It's called a carve-out feature.
And you can do that how many? 3 times throughout the life of the loan?
3 times, yes. Or you could do it, you know, we have people that take a line of credit. They do it right at closing. You know, they take the line and then they fix it. And then as they pay it back, they have available funds. So it's a great feature for that product.
I know. Yeah, that's really a cool thing to do. So the more you pay back on the loan, the more you build back what your available line then becomes once you carve out that and fix it. And what kind of rates, Jody, how do those rates then apply? I know it's based on your credit score. How long does that carve out? How long can you do that loan for? What's the max on that?
Well, you pick the term. You can, you know, do up to 20 years for the carve-out.
Oh, you can do that, even with the carve-out? Oh, okay.
Well,
all right, great.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's great. Jody, is it still... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What I was going to ask is, when you have your line of credit, say you never change that, is it still 10 years that it stays in that revolving line before it's fixed, before it's had to be termed out?
Yeah, we let you draw for 10 years, then it's a 15-year payback.
Okay.
You have 10 years to use it, and then at the end of the 10, it just goes into repayment, or you can refinance it and start all over.
Yeah, and Jody, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Jody, tell me what is happening with the new rate, the fact that the rates dropped. How is that? Do you see more people at least showing interest in wanting to do, whether it's a refinance or the home equity? How is that affecting, or isn't it, the business for lending for the based on your home these days? What's going on with that, or is it too soon to tell?
Yeah, I mean, it just happened. The rate prime just dropped to 8%, but we're still getting, you know, interest because of people with the high interest rate credit cards wanting to get rid of them and just have that one, you know, payment. So hopefully, you know, they're saying the rates are going to drop again, but I think that we're going to get a lot of people interested in this just for the fact, you know, that the rates are so much lower than your standard credit cards.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to apply. We send a link, we email or text them a link, or they can apply right on our website.
Yeah, and through the, we talk about this, and I've said this, the app is so easy to deal with. And so, and you can always do it the old-fashioned way by going in and seeing someone, but for your convenience, you can go in. And Jody, does your app allow you to, like, say you start the program and you can't finish it, can you save all of that information if you're doing it online? You can, right?
Yes, yeah. And then we usually get a notification that someone started an app and they didn't finish it. So we can, you know, if it goes for too long, we just call them and remind them to finish it. Or if they have missing information, we just let them know what we need. It's a very simple, user-friendly process.
Yeah. I think when I said that I had my recent home equity, I did not do it on the app. I went in like a I used to do years ago when everyone used to come into us for that, but I did my mortgage on the app, and I thought that the whole process, it just makes it so much easier. And things have changed on your app based on the last couple months that we've been hearing from some of the gals who come on the show. They were saying how things have changed, and it's a whole lot easier to do some of these things, and it's much more user-friendly. And the ability to do it, if you think you can't do it, you can.
Exactly. Everything can be uploaded, all your financial information. And if someone has an issue, they can come into the branch and we can actually do it on the computer with them. We are really trying to get rid of all the paper, but we can sit there and put the app on. There's some people that just don't feel comfortable doing it, so we can do it for them. It's not a problem.
Jody, are fees, are there any fee waives or anything waived or any based on number at all, or what's going on in that category? Are the fees just, do you want to go over what it would cost you to do a home equity loan, basically?
Sure. Yeah, basically, if you borrow $25,000, what we call new money, so if you don't have a loan here with a balance and you apply for $25,000, there's no fees. So we always try to tell somebody, especially with the line of credit, take the 25, you're only paying on what you use.
Right. Well, to me, and I've said this before, and it's worth saying again, having a line of credit at your disposal, and not even if you don't need it, based on what the rates are, having that right now and having that available is so good, because you just never know when you're going to need it. Instead of applying and putting it on these high-rate cards, if you aren't someone who can pay it off on a monthly basis, it's so much easier, because I just don't understand the regulation in how these banks can charge for credit is blows my mind. How you see, like I saw one the other day that said it was 29-point-some percent, and I thought, oh, my God, that's just highway robbery. How can people pay back that money when it's the rates are so high and they can't even, they're trying to do it to begin with? The difference in what you can give them, throw out a rate or so, Jody, as to what you're offering for some rates, again, based on credit. What's the difference in how much you're looking at versus a credit card rate?
Well, you can, if you borrow, just say between 25 and 74.999, for the best credit, you're looking at 5 years, 6.75, a 10-year, 7.5, you know, and then it goes maybe 8.25, but it's nowhere near, like, even 15%. You see some, you know, regular credit cards. And then the store cards, we had a customer telling me his rate's upwards of 30%. So, you know, you see on the credit card statement, it'll take you 25 years to pay it off, paying the minimum payment.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. So this is just a great option.
All right. So Jody, it started on Monday. How long does it run? How long is the home equity program running through?
It's until November 23rd. So you definitely have time, but it usually is a very quick process. If they upload everything we need, they can close within 2 to 3 weeks at the most. So we do it quick.
And you know what I like also, Jody? I like that it's as far as the home equity, it's lumped in and it just goes in your portal, and you're able to move the money from your account as you need it. And it's just so much easier than the way the loan used to be for me, but an old one that I had. So this is great. So tell everybody, Jody, how they can get in touch with you, and if they need to, or they're interested in looking at it, or just come in and talk to you about the possibility. What's the way they can get in touch with you?
They can either email me, jody.lewis@fddbank.com. They can call the branch, 570-504-0790, or they can go on our website, bankoffidelity.com.
There you go. Well, Jody, thank you for joining us today. Good luck with this home equity program. I hope it turns out to be what you want it to be, and good luck with all your 18-year-old babies as they move forward in life, and you did a great job there, Mom. So enjoy them in a different way.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, honey. We'll see you real soon.
Thank you.
Everybody else out there, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We will see you real again. We thank you for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.